See, this Brahmananda Valley, at least when we start, it is better we memorize the mantras. It is not difficult, actually. You can start as a beginning, because when you finished it now, what is summary we are going to do? Until others come, we don't need to waste time. Brahmananda Valley, it is better for you to memorize. Not the whole thing I am saying. Brahmananda Valley, Lord. Every word and every sentence, all the mantras for us, just don't need to make special efforts. Just by repeatedly chanting it, get it memorized. All definitions and explanation. So we can learn. I wanted to memorize those mantras. And even if you do not know, doesn't matter. By just by listening repeatedly, you'll get it. And not difficult long sentences also. In other operations, you don't have swaras, it's difficult to memorize. But this is not difficult. So today, let us start here. So we won't start on this. Sharadam is not here. So, it started. It's a big lesson anyway. And completing the second section, second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad itself will bless you will give you a lot of clarity. And one thing, every Upanishad has only one given Shanti Mantra. As a Upanishad belongs to given Veda, and for every Veda we have some Shanti Mantra. And this particular Upanishad, we have two Shanti Mantras. For the first Sikshavalli, we had Shanti Mantra. Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha, like that. And the second Brahmananda Valli, we have a different Shanti Mantra. And this particular Shanti Mantra is a very, very special mantra for Vedantic students. Of course, any Shanti Mantra can be recited, chanted by anybody for anything. Not only by Vedantic students. But this mantra, definitely every Vedanta student must recite this. It's a very, the beautiful, important Shanti Mantra also. And that is Sahanavatu, which you already learnt it. So let us chant Sahanavatu and start there. At least one Anuvaka. Let me today teach like how the Vedic students study. First book should go into the head, then they will learn the Mimamsa. Isn't it? Adhyayanam, Veda Parayanam first, Veda Mimamsa next. So Veda Adhyayanam consists of two aspects. Veda Parayanam. Parayana Dwara Kantasthi Karanam. Kantasthi Karanam sanna. Kantaha means nekkalth. Nastha means to be. Karanamna, the book goes and stays in the throat. Okay, Kantasthi Karanam. And in English we equivalent word is memorizing. In India we use the word by hearty. Okay. By heart, na. So memorizing, isn't it? So having everything in your memory is called kantasthikaranam. So parayanam, parayanadwara kantasthikaranam, kantasthikaranantaram mimamsa. Na? Vivichya, and then we will study elaborately in detail everything. So that will help you to remember. You won't forget. If you remember the words, you also learn the meanings after knowing the words, then you will never forget. I don't expect you to memorize everything, at least the first anuvaka of Brahmananda Valli. Om Sahana Vavatu,
Sahana Vavatu,
Sahana Bhunak.
Sahanau bhunaktu
sahavīryam karavāvahai,
sahavīryam karavāvahai, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा विद्विषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
So this meaning we have already seen, but still I can tell you briefly. I must have told you when I started the class first. So avatu, bhunaktu. Avatu means may he, may protect. So who should protect is implied here. May Bhagavan avatu, may the Lord protect. Protect means the word protection, it stands for everything. May he bless us with the knowledge, thereby may he protect us. And may he bless us with the knowledge of the Shastram, which is the means of knowledge, thereby may he protect us. May he bless us with the blesses with the opportunity to study, that is protection. The protection, one word, stands for everything. May he bless us with knowledge, may he bless us with the Shastram, study of the Shastram, and may he bless us with the opportunity to study the Shastram. May he bless us with good teacher, and may he bless the teacher also. So that the teacher also will be what now? May he bless us in the form of what now? Good teacher. Without, see, blessing implies having grace. Without having grace, nothing will work. For anugraha, to have the teacher and to be able to study also. And even if you study the Shastra with the help of the teacher also, if mentally I am not prepared, then jnanam will not take place. For avatu also stands for, may Bhagavan bless us with antakkarana shuddhihi and naistalyam. May Bhagavan bless us with a good teacher. May Bhagavan bless us with the opportunity to study the Shastram. May Bhagavan bless us with the good understanding capacity. And may Bhagavan bless us with the knowledge. Thereby may Bhagavan bless us with moksha, which is protection. And for antakarna shuddhihi and naishchalyam, may Bhagavan bless us with the capacity to live, to strength, to be able to live a life of values. And to live a life of karma yoga. May Bhagavan bless us to be able to follow all the disciplines. May Bhagavan bless us with the right perception, to have right attitude towards everything. Okay, one prayer in place, all these prayers. That means may Bhagavan bless us with good physical health and also mental health. And which discipline? May Bhagavan blesses all the artha I need, infrastructure I need to live my life. May Bhagavan bless me with all the possible necessary pleasures that I should not be deprived of. What else you want? One word, you ask for artha, kama, dharma, jnanam, shastram, guruhu, moksha. So many things are necessary. Guru praptihi, jnana praptihi, shastra praptihi, guru praptihi, so antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalya praptihi, and dharma anushtana praptihi, dharma jnana praptihi, dharma adhama viveka praptihi, dharma anushtana praptihi, samruddhi praptihi, artha praptihi, kama praptihi. What can you be, how people say now, what? How can I live without anything? Everything you need. Not a big thing. At least infrastructure is very much needed. Without which even the very life will be difficult. Therefore, everything you want to ask, and one word you had to go and ask Bhagavan. When you ask for protection, what you mean may be very relative sense. And when Bhagavan's understanding of the word protection will be what? An absolute sense. When you say, that's why in all the families, in India, one word we always teach children. Kadule kaapathu. Sollu, koy solluvom. We tell children, because one lesson what we teach, oh Lord, please protect us. And then that's why all the bhajans will have raksha raksha maam pahi maam will have. You know why one word, whether we know the significance of that one word, pahi maam, raksha maam, whether we know or not. Kaapathu, whether we know or not. Even child, even before the child learns to speak, one word we teach, first thing we teach, any mother and father will teach, kadule ka, tata paati, grandparents also will teach. If the parents forget also, grandparents will definitely teach. So why protect me? Please, O Lord, protect me. That one word implies relative protection and absolute protection also. Everything, all that you need to live, for you to be absolutely protected, you should be relatively protected, which means you must have infrastructure to live the life. You can't afford to live certain important things in life. So everything is taken care of. For everything means the whole atmas must be conducive for you. That is why when you ask intensely, really it works. That's why here you say, O Lord, may you protect us. Us means here what? Naha avatu. Me, the student, and my teacher. Saha, together. Don't, not one after the other. First I'll protect your teacher, then I'll protect you. No. Simultaneously, together, may you protect both of us. No? All of us, students, and also our teacher. That is Saha, now. Now is dual. Saha, now, avatu. Bhagavan, now, Saha, avatu. That's the meaning. Saha, now, bhunaktu. And he elaborates on the word avatu. How can Bhagavan protect you? Bhunaktu, through bhunakti. Now, bhunakti means nourishment. Nourishment means giving you all that you need. Food, good physical health, good mental health, you know, dependent on what? Good food you eat. Isn't it? So may Bhagavan nourish both of us. We must be healthy enough, strong enough, you know, we should be able to think correctly, we should be able to see, perceive things correctly, all that we need for need Bhagavan's grace. So, Saha Nau Bhunaktu, may Lord nourish both of us, the teacher and the taught. Saha Nau Avatu, Saha Nau Bhunaktu. Then, Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Again, Saha, that means together, Viryam Karavavahai. May we both be blessed with strength. நாம் இருவரும் பலமுடையவர்களாக சக்தி வாய்ந்தவர்களாக ஆவோமாக. வீரியம் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரென்த். மே போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் பி பிளஸ்ட் வித் ஸ்ட்ரென்த். சக வீரியம் கரவாவகை. தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன் இஸ் டில் தென் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஹேட் டு சாண்ட் டுகெதர். தி லாஸ்ட் லைன்ஸ் ஹேட் டு பி சாண்ட் டெஃபினெட்லி பை எவ்ரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட். Of course, I am a student even in this case. Tejasvina Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Then Tejasvina Avadhitam Astu. Here the two prayers are there in one sentence. Tejasvina Avadhitam Astu. First let us see the meaning of the word Avadhitam. Avadhitam means, Adhita means learnt, Avadhita means understood. So may everything that is taught in the class by the teacher be understood appropriately. Just now I told you how important it is for one to be exposed to the appropriate interpretation, unfoldment. Otherwise, how it lead to confusion. Therefore, because the teaching, the text to book unfolded alone will express the method of interpretation being built in the text. Otherwise, you cannot know. Therefore, avadhitam astu means may subject matter of the shastram unfolded be appropriately received by me. The teacher may say something, the student may misunderstand. Ellam nolanjada. Once the teacher asked in the science, in the class, it seems, have you understood everything? No. I mean, he has everything entered into your buddhi. The teacher asked. The student was so distracted, he was watching some hole in the wall and he saw the rat, you know, the mouse going inside. He said, the whole body has entered, only the tail has not entered. That means, not the that means, avadhitam astu means what? Everything be properly understood. See, what is taught? Properly understood means what? What is the subject matter of the shastram? Which part of the shastram is being unfolded? So, what is the subject matter taught there? And what is emphasized there? Is it dharma emphasized? Is it values emphasized? What is emphasized there? What is highlighted there? And then, who is addressed to? What is it for? Etc. should be clearly understood. When you say, Deva Pitrukarya Bhyamna Pramaditavyam, when the Upanishad teaches, we should know this is from Dharma Shastram. And is addressed to what? Devakaryam, not for the people who is very, very old. It is for a grihastha. It is for the brahmachari who is going to become a grihastha. After becoming grihastha, marandapoyi, then you should not give up anything. He says, who is addressed to? Why he should do all these things? Everything will be understood correctly. Otherwise, you will misinterpret it. Pitrukaryam one has to do means, Tata himself is 95. And how can he do Pitrukaryam for his Tata? He is very quiet, isn't it? Like that, it's very important for one to do Pitrukaryam. Like that, how long should one do Pitrukaryam? When should one do Pitrukaryam? Who should be doing Pitrukaryam? Who should do Devakaryam? Who should perform the Yagnihotram? Everything must be clearly understood. So what is taught? In which context is it taught? Who is addressed to? Everything must be clearly understood. And what is Brahma Vidya, what is discussed there, why it is discussed, and how system, everything must be. Therefore, the prayer is avadhitam astu means may subject matter of shastram unfolded, understood appropriately. Avadhitam astu. Once you understand everything correctly, then naturally the knowledge itself, I told in the previous class, how the person who understands the content of the shastram and assimilates and who lives the shastram, in due course of time, his conscience itself will become shastram. That means what? His life will be completely governed by his now shastra jnanam, which is his, one of the Swamiji says, what Swamiji used to say, be in tuition first, then you can have what now? Your own, follow your intuition. No, he used to say this. That means you have to be, intuition means what now? Hadi Shastram systematically. And once you assimilate the Shastram, you live Shastram, and your conscience is what now? Soaked in Shastram, then not soaked in your Ragadveshas. Then you can follow your conscience, isn't it? Once that is a stage, you have what now? Tejas, Varchas. A sort of brilliance expressed on one's face is born of one's inner composure. The mental non-disturbed state of mind. Undisturbed, peaceful, calm, absolutely tranquil mind, isn't it? Expresses itself. That is born of what? Understanding, accommodation, unaffectedness by anything, it expresses itself in the form of virtues. So whoever studies Shastram, even Veda Parayanam itself will bless one with virtues. That's why all the boys of Veda Parshala, they say it to be Brahma Varchasvi. It's a prayer also, O Lord, may I be Brahma Varchasvi, Bhuyasam, etc. So here Tejas. So may I have that Tejas. Tejasvina aham maya bhavitavyam. Maya Tejasvina bhavitavyam means what? Meaning is, may I become a Tejasvi. How can I become Tejasvi? Tejasvi means one whose face shines with the luster, glow, which is expression of one's inner composure, inner quietude, inner serenity, which is born of the understanding of the Shastra's content. So, Lord, may everything be understood by me appropriately. Thereby, may I have Tejas. May I become Tejasvi. Tejasvi, Tejasvina, Bhavitavyam. Maya Tejasvina, Bhavitavyam is the sentence. Okay? Tejasvina, Bhavitavyam. No? Avadhitam Astu. May everything be understood correctly. Tejasvinavadhitamastu. And thereafter, ma vidvishavahai. And vidvishavahai means may we. Literally, vidvishavahai, ma is a negative particle. Like may we not, when we say ma, vandam, sarathke. Ma as a particle is different meaning. Ma, mother is called ma, mata. Ma is a root for the verb mati. And here ma is a particle, like may you not. You say negative, in it imperative you say ma. Ma vidvishavahai. So may we not hate each other. It's the literal meaning. There's no need for the teacher to hate his student. Just now we have seen raga and dvesha both cannot be on the part of the teacher. Why? That is the proof for his being a Brahmanishta. See, where there is knowledge of the truth and where there is understanding of the subject matter of the Shastram, and there, and not simply understanding, so assimilation of the subject matter of the Shastram. Shastram understood alone is not enough. Shastram assimilated also. There cannot be raga and dvesha. I have assimilated the Shastram. Still I have hated for these things. I have liking for those things. It is not possible. Isn't it? Raga and dvesha cannot be there. If a teacher cannot have raga dvesha, and it be very difficult for a student to have any hatred towards such teacher also. So, ma vidvishavahe means may we not hate each other. There's a literal meaning, should not be taken here. And what was the correct meaning? May we not have any communication gap at all between us. There should never be any communication gap. Vidvishavahai means what? Ma vidvishavahai. There should not be any communication gap between me and my teacher. Why? Communication gap is possible if the student does not understand the level, the teacher does not understand the level of the student. Teacher is supposed to understand the level of the student. Not only in teaching alone, in every vyavahara, every transaction with the student, how the teacher is with every student also is depending upon the student's background. Understanding the student and accommodating the student and helping, doing the best to make the student feel, you know, home in the class or to be able to help the student to understand Shastra. So here, Ma Vidvishavahai, the student teacher should understand the level of the student. Teacher should understand, thereby the teacher also has to make efforts what to come down to any level, thereby to help him to raise his understanding. And the student also in turn should try to make efforts to raise himself to the level of the teacher, try to understand what the teacher says. This may effort on the part of the teacher and the student in order to, you know, be in keeping the level of each other to avoid the communication gap, isn't it? Here's what? Ma Vidvishavahai. So may we always have better understanding of each other, that no third person can go and make any unnecessary comment. That sometimes now the jealousy can lead to so many other things also. That nobody can say anything bad of the teacher to the student, nobody can say anything bad of the student to the teacher also. They will be the understanding. That means let our relationship be what now? Well lubricated with the oil of proper understanding. You don't give any room for any friction. That means what? Maybe anything, always we avoid all communication gaps. That is the meaning of saying Ma Vidvishavahai. Okay, so Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Because we already all pray to Devatas. And here we are just, it's a gentle prayer, isn't it? It's a very good prayer. So any Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adhi Bhautika Tapaha, Adi Daivika Tapaha, all Tapatrayam, three is the pain caused by different obstacles arising from these main three sources of individual one's own self, or from the world, or by caused by natural calamities. All the obstacles arising from three sources be removed. So we say Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This is the thing. This is Shanti Mantraha. And this is the same Shanti Mantraha followed even for the next Bhrigavalli also. So this only Upanishad which has two Shanti Mantras. Brahmanandavalli and Bhrigavalli, both chapters have one Shanti Mantra. Sikshavalli has one Shanti Mantra. Like Bhadram Karnebihi, all those things can be chanted by anybody. And this is a mantra specially has to be chanted by students, Vedanta. I really don't want to go into explanations, it will take time. What is I'll teach, at least two sentences today, so which you can memorize and come. Don't worry. We'll all be there. I'm used to all these nouns, nicest now. That is why I don't listen, so others also don't listen our nice. Om.
Brahmavida apnoti, Brahmavida apnoti, Brahmavida apnoti,
Brahmavida apnoti,
Param,
Param,
ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
तदेशाभ्युक्ता ओम ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
अगेन
ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
अगेन
ब्रह्म विदा आप्नोति परम्
तदेशाभ्युक्ता सत्यम्
सत्यम्
ज्ञानमनन्तम्
ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म
सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म
शारदम्
ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म
நான் உட்காருங்க சார். என்ன வெயில உட்காந்துல தடி வாங்க. என்ன இங்க வாங்க.
சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்ம யோ வேத
யோ வேத
நிஹிதம்
குஹாயாம்
when you split it you get it as நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் when you chant it you have to chant as நிஹிதம்
குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம்
when you separate it நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் in chanting நிஹிதம்
குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம்
பரமே வ்யோமன் யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம்
பரமே வ்யோமன்
சோஷ்ணுதே
சர்வான்
காமான் சஹ
ब्रह्मणा
विपश्चितेति ब्रह्मणा
विपश्चितेति
தஸ்மாத்வா ஏதஸ்மாதாத்மன
ஏதஸ்மாதா
ज्ञान
आकाशसंभूतः
आकाशसंभूतः
आकाशाद्भूतः
आकाशाद्
आकाशाद्
वायुः
वायुः
वायोरग्निः
वायोरग्निः
अग्नेरापः
अग्नेरापः
अद्भ्यः पृथिवी
अद्भ्यः पृथिवी
अद्भ्यः पृथिवी अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या
पृथिव्या
ओषधयः
ओषधयः
पृथिव्या
पृथिव्या
ओषधयः
ओषधयः
ओषधेभ्यो नम
ओषधेभ्यो नम
ओषधेभ्यो नम ओषधेभ्यो नम
ओषधेभ्यो नम
अन्नात्
अन्नात्
पुरुषः
पुरुषः
सवायेश
सवायेश
पुरुषो नरसमयः
पुरुषो नरसमयः
तस्येदमेव शिरः
तस्येदमेव शिरः
अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः
अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः
अयमुत्तरः पक्षः
अयमुत्तरः पक्षः
अयमात्मा
अयमात्मा
इदम् पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा
इदम् पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा
तदप्येष
तदप्येष
श्लोको भवति
श्लोको भवति
Summa, simply I want to make you chant at least one paragraph. But if you enough, if you learn, if you memorize before I come next class, two lines.
Om,
Om.
Brahma Vida Apnoti Param
Brahma Vida Apnoti Param
Brahma Vida Apnoti Param
Brahma Vida Apnoti Param
Tadesha Bhyukta
Tadesha Bhyukta Tadesha Bhyukta
Satyam Okay Tadesha Bhyukta
Tadesha Bhyukta
सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म
सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म
यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम्
यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम् यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम्
परमे व्योमन्
परमे व्योमन्
यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन्
यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन्
यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोष्णुते
सोष्णुते
सोष्णुते सर्वान् कामान् सह
सर्वान् कामान् सह सर्वान् कामान् सह
ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति
ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति బ్రహ్మణా విపశ్చితేతి.
Till then, memorization come. That's only one part. It's enough. Those lines memorize, it's enough. Two lines, okay? Okay, now we'll go to the summary of Siksha Vidyat. I was waiting for others to come. I think that's all. I don't think anybody else is going to come. How to see the overall view of Siksha Vidyat? Sikshavalli, as we have seen, consists of 12 anuvakas. First and the 12th, two anuvakas have only two shanti mantras, shanti pathas. And the rest of the anuvakas alone have the subject matter of the Sikshavalli. And four aspects are mainly presented here. See here, performance of rituals. You can say the karma yogaha, I can briefly say karma yogaha forms part of the subject matter. Then mantras for japaha and mantras for homaha. So homaha, japaha, karma yogaha values and disciplines. Together, these are the things, topics discussed here. And Karma Yoga is not presented in the way it is presented in Bhagavad Gita. And Karma Yoga, what is the Karma Yoga? What is that? What are the things which constitute the Karma Yoga? We have to understand from the text itself. Pancha Maha Yajnas are prescribed here. And then values are emphasized, disciplines. Like Pancha Maha Yajnas, you know, Deva Yajna. So Deva Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Manushya Yajna, of course, important, but Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna, and Bhuta Yajna is implied, not explicitly discussed here. So Pancha Maha Yajnas. Whoever lives a life of Karma Yoga definitely has this Pancha Maha Yajnas involved in his life in different proportions. And a person who lives a life of Karma Yoga, of course, choicelessly lives a life of Dharma. So Dharma also is emphasized by saying Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara, isn't it? So living a life of values means strictly following the universal values also is presented here, is emphasized here. And then Dharmam Chara, again emphasis, one word emphasizes what? Following the Pancha Maha Yajnas and following disciplines and having proper attitudes towards everything in life. Therefore, life of And not only karma yoga will not be karma yoga. There's no karma yoga if a person is not religious. There's no tapas here. Not prayerful and worshipful. Therefore, karma yoga itself implies what? Panchamaha yajnas, unfollowing values, unfollowing disciplines. All these together constitute karma yoga. Or karma yoga is emphasized here. And I don't need to explain really what is pitriyajna, what is devayajna. Every day worshipping the Lord is devayajna. Being worshipful every day, always being worshipful is devayajna. Being thoughtful of Ishvara is Bhagavan is devayajna. And Vedic periods, they used to be worshipful. How by performing, they worshipful means they were performing fire rituals. Nowadays, we are not performing fire rituals. What should we do? We should be worshipful to Bhagavan, thankful to Bhagavan. We have to be always thoughtful of Bhagavan. Being thoughtful of Bhagavan is being worshipful of Bhagavan nowadays. We hardly have time for thinking of Bhagavan. That is why we have to say that. Therefore, devayagya. Then pitruyagya is ancestral worship. Worship of the ancestors. And Upanishad emphasis is deva pitrukarya bhyamna pramaditavyam. So deva and pitru, they do verse emphasis devayagya and pitruyagya. So ancestral worship means not only we worship our ancestors, we also express our gratitude and respect to our parents who are still alive. That is how we can teach our children to respect us in future. So deva yajna, pitru yajna. Then Manushya Yajnaha. Manushya Yajnaha is discussed in the form of what? Atithi Devaha Bhava, Matru Devaha Bhava, Pitru Devaha Bhava, Pitru Yajna. And Atithi Devaha Bhava, Acharya Devaha, Atithi Devaha Bhava. When you say, may you do the needful with the presence of mind to or any of your fellow beings to the extent possible or whatever is possible within your limits. And for which dhanam etc. also were emphasized. So, manushya yajnaha. Then, brahma yajnaha, of course, any value was emphasized along with every discipline, every value. One anuvaka specially highlighted swadhyaya pravachanam. Swadhyayaha pravachanam, swadhyayaha pravachanam. It emphasized means study the shastram. Somehow make efforts to study the shastram. We should never give any excuse for not finding time for shastram. Somehow we have to find time for shastram. Study the shastram and try your best to understand it correctly. And be prayerful to Bhagavan to have the right understanding of what you are studying. No blabbering to go in. Not only on this understanding, as we able to live the Shastram also. Dharma has to be understood and lived, and Jnanam has to be assimilated and saturated in you. Non-fats should be non-saturated and monosaturated, non-saturated. Shastra Jnanam has to be saturated. Non-saturated Jnanam is useless. Adhu marakave marakad. Once blood report comes, we'll never forget. Fat and cholesterol. Okay. So here, this is, you know, this is Brahma Yajna. Study, understand, and priority. So this Brahma Yajna, that is called Rishi Yajna, that is the only way we can pay our debts back to our rishis. Brahma Yajna, then Bhuta Yajna means living an eco-friendly life. Bhuta Yajna does not mean just being kind to pets, dogs and cats. Bhuta Yajna means living an eco-friendly life. Means being conscious of not disturbing the order, not harming anything, which is Bhuta Yajna, which implies living consciously a life following values and being sensitive to the pain of others. Not only the human beings, also to other living beings. And it's not simply scientifically. Now we try to live in a cove for people all gathered to sign some constitution about this global warming and all recently, sometime back. It is some, now they try to do, okay, avoid plastics and those things and then, you know, plant more trees. People want to do all those things. It is not just now, okay? Veda always has been talking about this, living an eco-friendly life. Genuinely living an eco-friendly life. Maintaining the balance of the ecology, ecological balance. We have to contribute something for that. That is Bhuta Yajna. Unknowingly, you don't communicate to the trees and plants and non-living things. Still, when you're conscious of not disturbing the order, you are talking to all of them. They're all talking to all of them means what? Not verbally. You are in association with Bhagavan in the form of everything. It's very, very subtle thing. Therefore, living an eco-friendly life, that's what? Bhuta Yajna. I'm just briefing, I'm not really elaborating on it. Bhuta Yajna. These Panchamaha Yajnas are very important for every Grihastha, especially, you know, one who wants to live a life of Karma Yoga. Even Manushya Yajna also involves what? Any social service activities. Social service activities one can do, which is a Manushya Yajna, but then that should not overpower you, that one should never forget one's own well-being. That's also highly emphasized here. Kushalana Pramaditavyam. Isn't Kushalana Pramaditavyam means any amount of service you do to the society or to other beings or for anything else should not be at the cost of your own well-being. Never ever neglect yourself. Self-negligence will lead to intolerable, unbearable pain. Later on, this real disaster. Because self-negligence, it's very important for one to know what one's priorities are in life. One has to reshuffle. One should have viveka. Viveka should be there. And because this following Panchamaha Yajnas in one's life and being ethical and righteous, worshipful and prayerful will help one to learn from one's life's experiences. If a person can be sharp enough to learn from one's life's experiences, one can definitely have vivekaha, one can have discriminative understanding that what he really is wanting, what he really is seeking, and what the world can do, what the world cannot do. knowing the limitations of the world, worldly things, what can this world do to me? What can anything do to me? What it cannot give? This understanding that this discrimination in terms of the world being, the world and the worldly objects and other everything in the world being incapable of giving what you really want ultimately, itself is what? Vivekaha. And to have that viveka, who will teach you? You have to learn from your own life's experiences. Don't complain, my mother never taught me, my father never taught me, my grandparents never taught me. They only can give you love and warmth and care. They can help you have reverence for the culture. They can help you to hold on to the culture. They can help you to live how they live. But this viveka, you have to pick up yourself. This discriminative knowledge you have to have. How will you have? By learning from your own life's experiences. How can you learn from your own life's experiences? You must be sharp enough. How can you become that sensitive enough, sharp enough, bright enough, brilliant enough to learn from your life's experiences? You must have that relative inner composure. And how will you have that composure? Only by living a non-disturbing life. Understand how important it is. So follow Pancha Mahayagnas. Live a life of values. Be ethically strong, morally strong. And follow these disciplines also. Then thereby it will help you, will bless you, this lifestyle will bless you with enough brilliance, enough sharpness to learn from your life's experiences. You will not be dull-headed. You will be, that what will you learn? You have great viveka. This world will not really give me everlasting happiness and peace. This is viveka. Therefore, it is the knowledge which alone will give me everlasting happiness. It is knowledge of the reality. This is viveka. This viveka you have to pick up. Discrimination you have to discover. You have to have this discrimination. To have this discriminative knowledge, vivekam, you should learn from your life's experiences. And to be able to learn from your life's experiences, you must be sharp enough. And to have the adequate sharpness, you must have lived, you must follow Pancha Mahayagnas, follow how live your life in keeping with your elders' instructions, be worshipful and be prayerful. Follow Mahayagnas. Once you have viveka, then your priority, you reshuffle your priorities. Before viveka, artha kamas were important. After viveka, jnanam becomes your priority. When jnanam becomes your priority, your passion is for knowledge, then no more for arthakamas. Then nobody needs to tell you to have dispassion. You naturally become dispassionate. Isn't it? So viveka vairagyam will be possible only if you understand dharma shastram and live dharma shastram. Without living dharma shastram, viveka vairagyam is not possible. Without viveka vairagyam, you cannot continue to be righteous also. Viveka vairagyam will enhance, will support your righteousness. Thereby, in due course of time, you will be prepared for jnanam. will be ready for moksha also. That is why the whole one full anuvaka is presents what? Dharma Shastra in nutshell. So here, so in that case we have Dharma. I'm just presenting the whole thing separately, okay? So Karma Yoga is emphasized in the form of Panchamahayagyas, values, and also what? Other disciplines. Like Shamaha, Damaha, Tapaha. Now values, Nama Satyama Dharamchara, then Shamaha, Damaha, Tapaha, then Danam, Swadhyayaha, Pravachanam. These, all these disciplines also were emphasized here. Then attitudes also emphasized. Attitude towards everything. Being able to see everything, whether I have understood this fact or not, still I accept what the Shastram says. All that is here is Ishvara. That itself is what? Being able to relate everything as Ishvara itself is what? Is itself is a attitude towards everything. It's a big thing. The very different thing from everything, every other culture. And thereby, proper attitude towards everything else. Towards Shastram, and towards a teacher, towards elders, towards friends, towards fellow human beings, towards even other non-living things and other living beings, and towards every situation. That perspective change also is what now is possible only if we live a life of dharma. Therefore here, this is values, disciplines, and these is all emphasized here, and there are mantras. There are other sadhanas also prescribed, like what now? Mainly three sadhanas. What are they? Upasanani, manasam karma, then vachikam karma, and also kayikam karma. And manasam karma also was prescribed as a sadhanam, as a preparatory discipline. Of which five meditations were discussed. Remember? Fivefold meditations. And of them, Samhita Upasanam, number one. Vyakhriti Upasanam, number two. Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, number three. Pangta Brahma Upasanam or Pangtopasanam, number four. And Pranava Upasanam or Omkara Upasanam, number five. Five meditations we had. And I made very clear, these meditations, these Vedic meditations, were prescribed for students of Vedic times, for whom it would have been easy to practice these meditations. But now we are living in completely different setup. Therefore, it is not easy for us to practice these meditations. But still, for the sake of understanding what Vedic meditations are, we have studied them, understood them, but we need not practice them. And Samhita Upasanam means meditation upon the Samhitas, Vedic combination of letters, and which are called Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Samhita and Sandhanam. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi Sandhanam are the combinations of letters. And especially here we the combination letters means in the from mantra is in the very Veda itself. Therefore, Vedic combination of letters are taken as alambanam for meditation. And we had a group meditation, means we had 5 different meditations, and in which there are five groups of objects were meditated upon is 4 alambanams. So in 5 meditations, 20 devatas, are meditated upon. 20 devatas we invoke, 20 devatas upon these five meditations, upon each of the 4 combinations. It's called Samhita Upasanam. And the second upasanam is Vyakriti Upasanam, wherein Vyakriti mantras, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, is 4 Vyakriti mantras are taken as Alambanani, and upon which we invoked the different devatas. There again, this is also group of meditation. It's a group meditation, because in each meditation, 4 objects were meditated. So totally here also we are meditating upon 16 devatas, upon his 4 alambanani, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha and Mahaha. And this is a meditation which has to be practiced along with another upasanam called Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. This Vyakriti Upasanam and Hiranyagarbha Upasanam should be practiced together. And Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. And later on, this Pantha Brahma Upasanam, there Samashti is divided into 5, and Vyashti is divided into 5, and meditation of the Samashti Pantham upon Vyashti Pantham is called Pantha Brahma Upasanam. Pantha Brahma Upasanam. And it's also called what? We have one more thing called Pranava Upasanam. And Pranava Upasanam actually is Omkaraha, is taken as a symbol for Ishvara, the Samashti. But Omkara Upasanam is not described there. Omkara alone is glorified there. Glorification of Omkara alone is presented in this Upanishad. But may you meditate upon this Omkara. May you have this Omkara as a symbol for Ishvara. That is implied there. An important thing I want to tell you is in Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is also called Ahangraha Upasanam, wherein individual mind is taken as an alambanam for Samashti mind. Individual Sukshma is taken as an alambanam for Samashti Sukshma. This is also called Ahangraha Upasanam. Like this, we have 5 meditations also prescribed here as a preparatory, one of the preparatory disciplines. And we have Vachikam Karma also prescribed here as a discipline, oral activity, wherein the mantras for Japaha, mantra for Japaha is presented. And this Japa mantra, Japaha and Parayanam, what is the difference? If you chant only once, it is Parayanam. If you repeatedly chant, it is Japaha. Repeated Japaha. And here this Japa mantra consists of a prayer for Medha Shaktihi.
यश्चन्दसाम् ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्याम् भूरिविश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणकोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय.
This mantra is called what? Japa mantra is meant for repeated utterance consisting of a prayer mainly for sharpness of intellect or good power of intellection. And not only that, you also ask for the capacity to follow other disciplines such as walk tapas. And you also ask for good physical health. So prayer, mantraha consisting of prayer for good physical health, mental health and sharpness of intellect. This is a mantra. And there is a mantra, then we have what? Kayikam. And also this one more thing we have. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Is it that mantra is also for japaha, but where, that is, that mantra japa is for jnanam. So this yes chandasam, that mantra is for japaha. The japa repetition of that mantra is for preparedness of the mind, preparing the mind for jnanam. Whereas अहम् वृक्षस्य रेरिव कीर्तिः पृष्ठम् गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि त्रविणकम् सवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्. दिस् मन्त्र आल्सो इस् फार् जपः, बट् जपः इस् नाट् मेकानिकली चाण्टिङ्ग् हियर्. दिस् मन्त्र ईस् टु बि रिपीटेड् फार् वाट्? फार् ज्ञानम्. Is for jnanam and jnana praptyartham aham vrikshasya reriva mantrasya japaha kartavyaha. But for jnana yogyata praptyartham kaha mantraha yas chandasam rishabho iti mantraha mantrasya japaha kartavyaha. That mantra should be recited repeated for jnana yogyata praptihi. And this aham vrikshasya reriva should be recited repeated for jnana praptihi. Qualification, to have the qualification for jnanam, to become qualified for jnanam, chant yas chandasam. To have jnanam, recite aham vrikshasya reriva. And so here the doubt might come, why should I pray for qualification for jnanam? Why should I not straight away, you know, recite the mantra for jnanam? Shastram says you can recite the mantra for jnanam after reciting the mantra for qualification for jnanam. Okay, these two mantras. And apart from that, we also have mantraha not simply for japaha, but also to be used in performing a ritual. And what is the name of the ritual? Avahanti Homaha. We have expected to say Avahanti. I thought you wouldn't have forgotten because money, you see. Avahanti Homaha. And this mantra which is to be recited for performing Avahanti Homaha, which one Homa, even now it has not become extinct, still very famous. If you go to Chennai, any Vadhyar will tell you Avahanti Homa manandu panni taranva. They will come and tell you. Avahanti Homaha even today is quite popular. All of our priests must be knowing. And Avahanti Homaha itself is performed for what now? Performed for prosperity. And it's a ritual performed with the chanting the mantras and praying for prosperity. Okay, that's why ఆవహంతి వితన్వానా కుర్వాణాచీరమాత్మనః వాసాగంసి మమగావశ్చ అన్నపానే చ సర్వదా తథో మే శ్రియమావహ. మీన్స్ ది యూ ఆఫర్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ చాంటింగ్ ది మంత్ర, దట్ మంత్ర ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫార్ వాట్ నో హోమ. సో హోమ మంత్ర, వి హావ్ వన్ హోమ మంత్ర, టూ జప మంత్రస్. హోమ మంత్ర ఈస్ ఫార్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ జప మంత్ర, టూ జప మంత్రస్, వన్ ఫార్ జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్తి, వన్ ఫార్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి, వన్ ఫార్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్, వన్ ఫార్ జ్ఞానం. వి హ్యావ్ దీస్ మంత్రస్. ఓకే, సో పంచమహాయజ్ఞ జపమంత్ర, ఓకే జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్త్యర్థం జపమంత్ర, జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత ప్రాప్త్యర్థం జపమంత్ర, దెన్ హోమ మంత్ర ఆవహంతి హోమార్థం హోమ మంత్ర, యునో and all other disciplines, shamaha, tamaha, etc. Okay, this is the whole outline of the entire. Let me see whether I have left anything. I didn't elaborate on the upasanas because we have already done it anyway. In fact, I didn't frighten you. The whole Taittiri you can memorize. That is true. Because Taittiri Upanishad is the only Upanishad which has swaras. So easy to memorize. Easy to memorize. And then, actually I should have told you much earlier. Because I didn't want you to lose you in the class. That's why I didn't frighten you. I didn't never frighten you with these things. Usually we have to memorize this Taittiriya Upanishad. And then Sikshavali is okay. Let me leave for some time. And slowly Yashchandasa memorize. Akhamrakshasariva memorize. And the home mantra we don't need because we are not doing the homam. But people are interested in memorizing home mantra. Because we are asking for, you know, a prosperity. So it is nothing wrong. If you can memorize, no problem. At least, but Brahmananda Valli, it will be easy for you. It's like how E is equal times all formulae, now you remember in your mind, no? In any physics class or any, it's all, no, formula remember, it's easy to elaborate on that. But here also, this Brahmananda Valli memorize, it is easy for you to remember, oh, what is Karna Kari Prakriya? What is Panchakosha Prakriya? What is this Prakriya? What this Prakriya is for? To remember later on like that, it will be easy if you have the mantras in Kantastha. No? If you have them, Kantasthi Kritasyu. Isn't it? If you memorize, it'd be very nice. So I don't want you to be troubled. What I do, at the class itself, every class I won't do more than two mantras. You know? I mean, I do more, but every class I'll make you recite two mantras, three mantras, so you can memorize my class itself. Now you all have memorized first mantra. Brahma vida apnoti param. Haven't you? What is it? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Get it? You know, you'll get it, so it's not difficult. So like this, Sikshavalli mainly presents these things. పంచ ఉపాసనాని ఆర్ ఉపాసనా బోత కరెక్ట్ ఉపాసనా ఉపాసనా ఉపాసనం ఉపాసనాని ఫైవ్ మెడిటేషన్స్ టూ హోమ వన్ హోమ మంత్ర టూ జప మంత్రస్ వన్ ఫార్ జ్ఞానం వన్ ఫార్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ డిసిప్లిన్స్ వాల్యూస్ పంచ మహాయజ్ఞాస్ ధర్మశాస్త్రం ఇన్ అ నట్షెల్ ఫినిష్డ్. What have you studied all these days in Taittiriya class?
Section.
The whole thing. Now it's remember, isn't it? Not difficult to remember all these things. I didn't go and elaborate on everything. Not necessary, isn't it? Now you know. So, we'll conclude the class. There's one small thing I want to tell you. There's some doubt comes. It is very difficult for one to follow dharma unless one has purusharta nischaya. But the other way also is that unless one follows dharma, one cannot also have purusharta nischaya. That is why when we are very young, we are able to understand why you should follow dharma, why I should be worshipful, why I should be prayerful. We do not know the value of anything. And even then, and the importance of worship and prayer, importance of being ethical, importance of being moral, now cannot be proved logically also. Important to be proved. That is why those things had to be imbibed from the parents only, from childhood only, before we start thinking. Our thinking starts working. These things we just pick up from the elders. And without questioning, we just follow. Because when you are too young to understand, even they cannot explain. Even if they explain, you can't understand. That is why there are certain things we had to pick up from childhood and follow. And such lifestyle lived, you know, that is how you become mature also. That is how you discover your priority. Adhikke punyam venu. What is my priority in life? I am not very clear. The priority should become very clear. Then accordingly you will change everything. That is why dharma is important first. So you have any question regarding what I said? Only what I have in Sikshavali. Not you read that book and this book and that book and then books. At least today, I don't know whether I made it very clear or not. I do not know whether I made it clear that how important it is for one to study anything with the help of the teacher, the properly explained. Otherwise we will talk, Draupadi married 5 men. Is it right? We do not understand. There is no proper interpretation of it. We need translations. That is why it is very important. Anything. Everything without books, when everything was heard straight from the teacher, correctly received, correctly understood, and it was useful. Now conflict wasn't there. There's no conflict. But when no teacher, we want to study and our curiosity, our interest and lots of translations available. When you read these translations and things, translation cannot give you the interpretation. Translation can give you, present the original text with the literal meaning, not the implied meaning, implications. Isn't it? Not the interpretation also. And Vidvishava he shows. Yes. It means we hate. Maybe not hate. It means what? And anybody in the world will be natural for one to have hatred, isn't it? Hatred towards so many things. But hatred may be there initially. One has to neutralize that. Isn't it? And slowly you have to resolve it. See, there's no effort to give up anything. There's only everything will be resolved. This thing. So in Sikshavali, okay, let me ask from the now. Shanti Mantra, first Anavaka, is there any doubt? ఓకే. ఆఫ్టర్ శిక్షాధ్యాయ నో డౌట్. ఓకే, ఉపాసనాస్ యూ మస్ట్ బి హ్యావింగ్ డౌట్స్ బికాస్ ఉపాసన యూ నాట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ ఎనీవే, సో డోంట్ నీడ్ టు వరీ. దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అదర్ మంత్రస్, హోమ్ మంత్ర, మేధాసు మంత్ర, దెన్ ఆవహంతి మంత్ర, యు ఆస్క్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్, బ్రహ్మప్రకాశక బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన ప్రకాశక మంత్ర. As it's understanding, isn't it? That is why that mantra will become much clearer when you do Brahmanandavalli. What is Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, it is clear. Then that Trishankurishihi, as his identity being with the resolved in Brahman, when he talks, that his expression. Expression of his vision. That is that mantra. And other disciplines are discussed. Shamaha, Dhammaha, Uparam, Dhanam, Tapaha, etc. And Swadhyayaha Pravachanam. And I told you important thing, why Swadhyayaha? See, all other disciplines are presented there, you know, highlighting what now, the Swadhyaya as a main discipline. Swadhyaya is discipline means, why Swadhyaya? If you follow one discipline, all the disciplines will be followed effortlessly. Because Swadhyaya will keep you, will constantly remind you. Study of the scriptures itself is a, studying the scripture itself is a discipline. The discipline of Swadhyaya itself will help you, what now, to be in association with the Shastra, will keep you associated with the Shastram, Bhagavan, Dharma. Then that will bless you with the mental disposition that is needed. No, to do the needful in given situation. That is why always go to Shastra means what? How to go to Shastra? Keep studying Shastra, and the Shastra knowledge will help you how to be in every situation, how to take every situation, how to handle, how to deal every situation. And even if you think you are not very clear enough, then prayer and worship also. Of course, prayer and worship is always there. Prayer should culminate only in jnanam. Worship should culminate only in jnanam. Bhakti culminates in jnanam. See, sometimes what happens, we get emotionally entangled. Now, there are two sides of Mahatmas. Mahatma, one side, they may have great vision, but like simple people, they also express themselves, you know, like simply emotionally, the forms and things, how they emphasize, say Ramanama. Ramanama is equal to 1,000 names. Just to say Ramanama. Sahasranama tatulyam Ramanama varanane. It is. It's exaggeration. Say Narayana, enough. Shiva, Shiva, Shiva endal papohume papam. Just by saying Shiva, 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 all papams will go means what? That does not mean don't study Shastram, don't follow Dharma, don't do your duties. Just keep on chanting Shiva, Shiva. No, at least somehow something should be given to you. మంగమ్మ కవల వచ్చి త్యాగరాజ రామర్ ఎప్పుడు సో ఎవచ్చు అఫినిటీ హ్యాడ్ టువర్డ్స్ రామ. బట్ హౌ కెన్ వి సే దట్ భక్తి విల్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు మోక్ష? దట్స్ నాట్ ట్రూ. భక్తి విల్ కల్మినేషన్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఈజ్ జ్ఞానం. ఇన్ఫాక్ట్ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. ద వర్డ్ భక్తి ఇట్స్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్. భక్తి ఆల్వేస్ what now? Mistaken for some emotional entanglement. See, the mind is ready to get entangled somewhere or the other. Initially, what you say, when you get entangled, either you're entangled with artha pursuit or kama pursuit or in the form of people, things, etc. Entanglement is either with worldly objects or with Bhagavan's forms and names. You know, Bhagavan also there again. So, at least it's better to have entanglement with Bhagavan, to be entangled emotionally with Bhagavan than to be entangled with worldly things. So, shift the entanglement from world to Bhagavan. For that, they teach what? All these things. And once you become entangled with Bhagavan, then what happens? You don't go to the concept of Ishvara. You get entangled with what now? Ishta Devatas. Murugani is the most superior Bhagavan. Tamil Kadavul. That's the most important. Hindi Kadavul Mosaman. Tamil Kadavul. Tamil God. Murugan Hamil Kadavul. Then entanglement. Then Shiva. And then people won't even go to Vishnu temple. And while Vishnu becomes, you become entangled with Vishnu's form. And Vishnu also, I used to be only Guruvayurappa Bhakti. For me, Guruvayurappa Krishna is only Krishna for me. Other Krishnas all I never respected. Because from childhood you listen only to that, no? And then you get attached to that Krishna. For me, until I became 12 and 13, for me, I never used to see anything else. Except, even though we had all the temples in our village, from our house everything used to go also. But for me, Guruvayurappa Krishna was the only Murti. Ishta Devata. It is a natural, isn't it? Because we don't know. The entanglement is what we're given form again. Given form. Even life history of Tyagaraja shows us, such a Mahatma, he knows Rama is not just that one Vigraham. He knew that. But once you get entangled emotionally, and he could not part with it, because of his Siddhi, he should get it back from the river. And so much of trauma he went through, that became nimittam for him to exhaust his paradha. Name of going to suffering. What an amount of suffering. Losing his Vigraham, Rama Murti. Everything is Rama. Tyagaraja knew this. But still, isn't it? The Murti. So entanglement becomes. And you have to pull the mind from that form. First pull the mind from first children, parents, the wife, husband. Is it very difficult? Friends? Oh my God. Another big problem. The friends also. They don't ring you, they don't talk to you, that's all. So it's all entangled, isn't it? Everything. So the mind goes and gets stuck like this, right? Gum. The gum there, it is stuck. And you have to scrape it and pull the mind from that those things, and you have to place it in Bhagavan. Again, once it gets stuck there, it is difficult to scrape from there. It is better to get stuck there than to get stuck somewhere. That is why all these exaggerations, the Shastram also came up. Just to help you to drag your mind from somewhere else to Bhagavan. And afterwards, you have to grow again from there. You should grab your mind from there, attention from there. Then what now? Go to Shastram. And in Shastram, you again what? You are with Bhagavan's Surupam. This is called shifting from Jagat to Ekarupam of Bhagavan, from Ekarupam to Anekarupam of Bhagavan, and from Anekarupam to Arupam of Bhagavan. And you shift there where now? Again, shift from all this one form, world as a Bhagavan's form, and Arupam, formlessness of the reality. And that reality, when you see, and you resolve yourself. In Arupam of Bhagavan, you resolve all the forms and you resolve yourself. Said, there is nobody is there to resolve anything anymore. Finished. Moksha. Isn't it? This is called what now? Shifting. Is shifting our mind's attention from one thing to the other, one thing to the other. As you shift your attention from the Jagat to Bhagavan, What now? Your ahankara becomes what? Little thin. Bloated ahankara becomes little thin. Thin ahankara. Amakara also becomes little thin. And shift from ekarupa to anekarupa, ahankara becomes much thinner. Slim beauty. Mamakara becomes much thinner. And you shift the ahankara from your entanglement from anekarupa to arupa, ahankara just perishes. Ahambuddhi resolves. Is it? This is ahankara, tyaga. Isn't it? Mamakara, ahankara, tyaga. You are not giving up. It just goes. That is called moksha. Wherever the mind is stuck, wherever mind gets stuck, the ahankara and mamakara will be bloated. Very difficult. Isn't it? For something has to be killed, that must be made powerless. Stronger the ahankara, powerful the ahankara, difficult to kill. Rama, you know, the Devi Bhagavata Mahatmyam, Devi kills all the Mahishasura's army one day. Previous, first day. Army has to be killed because he becomes powerless. His strength, all his strength has been grabbed. And next day, Mahishasura is killed. Mahishasura, army vada, previous day. Chamu vada. And next day, Mahishasura vada. Similarly, Rama did the same thing. Ravana came, he killed, oh, everybody was killed. He alone was there. And he felt bad. Come on, go today, come tomorrow. Indra poi nalaiva. He sent him back. Again, there's the forgo by warfare rules and regulations. And he came next day. Why? Because the ahankara has to be weak, made weaker and weaker and weaker and thinner. And thinner it becomes, thin, weak ahankara becomes, is easy to fell it. And how it can become thin, weaker? The more is the mind is more entangled with the world, bigger the ahankaram, bigger the mamakara. And shifted from there to Bhagavan, it becomes thin. Shifted from there, ekarupam to anekarupa, little wider. Vision, ahankara, again what now? Much thinner. And shift the entanglement from minds. Isn't it? Mind has to, mind can never stay by itself. That is why tender creeper, it always needs something to support. It's like, it can never stand like this. Mind needs to be hooked on to something. It can never stay by itself. By itself, mind can never stay. Something or the other, it needs to hold on to lean on, to say support. That is the problem of the mind. Then we don't need to worry about mind getting entangled. I used to wonder, even if small, in the villages, creepers. When you see, the creeper always look for something to go and get twined. It can never stay by itself. And the mind also is like that. It is not. That is why give the mind Bhagavan to hold on to. Before it gets, something to hold on. That is why in Tamil we also in Ischetartham also. Before they get stuck somewhere, fix somebody for the person. Konja apdena emotionally they'll be distracted, so they won't go. Anyway, so what I'm saying, this is the idea, isn't it? So overnight you cannot kill ahankara. People think, give up ahankara. What is this? Not that easy. The ahankara here is the all the notion, isn't it? The wrong notion. about the self, erroneous perception of the self. And this erroneous perception, and all the centered on I. Therefore, the notion is the ahankara, actually speaking. The knowledge I am, without that knowledge I am, the basis for any notion. Without that, notion is not possible, but with the wrong notion also becomes a problem. It's ahankara. And for that to become weaker and weaker and weaker, and thereafter to fell it totally, to resolve the ahankara in Arupa Bhagavan, Arupam Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, to say all that is here is Brahma, all that is here is me, that me, isn't it? To have that vision, and that one has to, that is the whole life is for that. So bhakti is a culmination of, what now? Bhakti should culminate in that vision. So jnanam is the exalted form of devotion. You don't need to worry about it. And everything is given. As I told you already, the Vedic culture provides infrastructure for everybody to be, what now? God-centered. Therefore, okay, you do this. Only 5 months old, only mother's feed. Same protein, carbohydrate, fat, everything the baby needs. But food is what? Mother's milk. 1 year, little solids. 2 years, different. Now we eat all sorts of things. The same, what is nourishment is the same, but given in different forms, digestible form. And for the betterment. Similarly, our Vedic culture provides, the teaching is for everybody, but we should be intelligent enough to choose what we need to. And once we understand this, we ourselves will reject everything, we just go. Viveka comes, you will turn to Shastra. Until you pick up Viveka, religion is important, Dharma is important. Religion is for what? For having this, to discover Viveka. Dharma Anushtanam is to discover Viveka. Once you have Viveka, then passion goes for Jnanam. Dispassion naturally comes towards everything else. And you follow values effortlessly. Okay. So no, because you didn't ask any questions, I just started talking. And you can all have a cup of tea again and biscuits before you leave. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.